Across the world, farmers live between floods and droughts. The ground drinks too fast, then cracks too soon.
We're in a 20-year drought. The Tree Ring Research Center here on campus has called it the worst drought in 1,200 years.
Every season feels less certain than the last.
Agriculture uses 75% of all the fresh water in the state.
See, if we can just reduce irrigation by one event, it's really, really big and significant in our arid environment, because a single event of irrigation is huge.
Solving issues related to hunger, we have a growing population, and one question is, can we continue feed people?
As institutions of higher education, it is sort of like our mission to create opportunities and find solutions.
As water scarcity in agriculture becomes more severe, a team at the Pratt Institute has found a natural way to respond.
My name is Cindy Caleb, and I'm a professor here at Pratt Institute. AquaStudy is this material that is made from seaweed. It's a hydrogel, and it will absorb water, and it will release it again when needed. Using a natural hydrogel is much, much better for the environment.
The kelp that forms AquaStudy is harvested from the ocean.
My name is Mike Dole, and I'm the Associate Director for Shellfish Restoration and Aquaculture here at Stony Brook University. When we grow it here on Long Island, we'll go in about a 5-month span of time from a millimeter to over 12 feet long. With those incredible growth rates, the kelp is extracting and sequestering lots of nitrogen and a lot of carbon out of the system.
With support from the National Science Foundation, the team expanded. More partners, more questions answered.
I'm George John. I'm a professor, the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, the City College of New York. We are trying to understand how we can optimize and manipulate these alginate-based polymers to make a better water-absorbing material.
Soon, the work left the lab. Samples were tested on farms in New Mexico, in Brazil, in New York State, each place with its own rhythm of rain and drought. And in each, something remarkable happened.
My name is Israel Jukidar. I am a senior research scientist at New Mexico State University. So I've grown vegetables in greenhouses and in the field for probably over 20 years. And when I first put this in the soil, I couldn't believe it. It's like I irrigated in the soil, which is staying wet. And I thought to myself, well, okay, I need to back off the irrigation. So we're in New Mexico. It's probably varying anywhere between 75 to 80 degrees. We're in the springtime. Eventually it will become 100, 105 degrees. But as of right now, I have plants that are in the greenhouse that don't have AquaStudy. And I'm watering them about 2 to 3 times a day. And the plants behind me, the plants that have AquaStudy, I'm watering them once a day for 1 minute a day. Now, in my experience for 20 years, I have not seen anything like this before.
In Brazil, the orange sapling survived 45 days without water and grew 27% taller than the untreated saplings. AquaStudy isn't a cure for drought. It's a bridge, a way to give soil time, to hold on to water a little longer, to remind us that sometimes progress means returning to what nature already knows.
My name is John Idowu. I'm an extension agronomist and professor at New Mexico State University. We found out that when we apply AquaStudy to the soil, we saw an increase in soil health. And also, we saw that soils that had AquaStudy still retained its moisture after 8 weeks, compared to the control soil where we didn't have AquaStudy.
My name is Patty Gentry. I own and operate Early Girl Farm in Brookhaven on Long Island. The advantages of using ocean products in farming, a little bit goes a long way. We've been using seaweed in our compost pile. Over the years, the plants get healthier and more productive.
My name is John Shorover. I'm a professor of environmental chemistry and geochemistry at the University of Arizona. Soils are living, porous media that contain minerals and organic matter and microorganisms and roots. And so when you add some kind of a foreign material into those soils, my part of the study is to really understand how that foreign material behaves and also how it changes the overall behavior of the soil as a whole.
My name is Rob Root. I'm a research associate professor at the University of Arizona. Dry land ag accounts for about 45% of the agricultural worldwide in arid systems. In my other research areas, looking at dust and how dust particles can get aerosolized, get inhaled, and the human impact of dust inhalation. And this product, when broadcast on the surface, definitely will reduce dust propagation. So besides holding water in the ag fields, it also holds the nutrients in the ag field because it doesn't blow away during the dry season.
My name is Neeraja Settler. I am a PhD candidate in environmental science. Hydrogel has the ability to absorb almost 300 times its weight in water. That holds water close to the root zone. And water held near the root zone not only increases nutrient retention for the roots, it also decreases the amount of irrigation we need for our crops. And over time, because this hydrogel is biodegradable, it's a more green product, it can increase the soil health of our agricultural soils.
My name is Dibankar Sanyal. I'm an assistant professor and soil health extension specialist with the University of Arizona. Growers feel more confident when they see we grow the crop the way they grow. And we are using this new product in their systems, in their labs, where they grow crops. So growers can adapt more novel research, more technologies, more products like Aquastin.
Designers, chemists, soil scientists, kelp farmers. People from different worlds, united by one simple idea, that nature could help sustain itself.
Aquastin is where agriculture meets aquaculture.
In a changing climate, where water has become precious, a quiet idea from a Brooklyn studio is helping farmers across the world endure.